Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Louie, and at 8 a.m, these are your Deadlines. In local news, the Queensland Premier Stephen Miles has denounced an AI depiction of him in a video posted by the LNP, calling the move, quote, appalling and disgusting. Last week, the Liberal National Party posted an AI-generated video on TikTok of the Premier dancing to Closer by Neo, with the caption, POV, my rent is up $60 a week, my power bill is up 20%, but the Premier is making a sandwich on TikTok. The video was marked as AI-generated. In a statement, the Premier said that this was a test of character and the opposition leader must explain why he, quote, thinks this is okay, claiming that politicians have a duty to communicate clearly and honestly. The Australian Electoral Commission has previously warned that it has no powers to act against AI-generated misinformation at any election and that it expects the format to be prominent at the next federal election. The Queensland animal racing industry now contributes $2.4 billion to Queensland's economy, with the industry employing 50,000 people, according to new economic data released yesterday. Grace Grace, the Minister for Racing, said this figure was represented a doubling of economic value under the current government, with the industry set to, quote, set to enjoy a, quote, bright future. Racing in Queensland comprises of three codes, thoroughbred and harness racing, which involve horses, and greyhound racing. Animal rights groups have consistently criticised the sport, stating that it leads to severe harm to the animals involved. In national news, there were 1,310 car-related deaths in Australia over the last 12 months, making it the deadliest year on the roads in more than a decade. The data released today by the Australian Automobile Association found there was an 11.7% increase in deaths over the previous 12 months, including an 8.4% increase in Queensland. Despite nationwide campaigns to bring down fatalities, road deaths have been trending up in recent years. With the release of the data, the AAA is calling on states and territories to better collate road accident data so that experts can better understand why the increase is occurring. The government has unveiled funding to share this data, but an agreement is yet to be finalised. A recently published study indicates that for at least the next 10 years, the cost of real estate in Greater Sydney will be prohibitive for someone earning a single median salary. The study, published this month in the journal Cities, projects Sydney's real estate values from 2022 to the end of 2031 by examining historic values. It found that in 2031, for those on a median full-time wage, quarterly repayments for all house types will be at least twice as high as the optimal ratio of housing payments to income. One danger associated with these exorbitant prices is the possibility of, quote, housing-induced poverty, in which money intended for necessities is instead spent on housing. In international news, the Kamala Harris campaign has announced that it has broken an historic fundraising record, raising $81 million, or $122 million, in the first 24 hours of announcing her candidacy for the United States presidency. Harris was endorsed by Joe Biden yesterday after he dropped out of the race, a move long called for after concerns for his fitness to serve due to his age reached a fever pitch last month. The fundraising haul is the most money raised in 24 hours in the history of U.S. elections, with 880,000 donors contributing, and 60% of those making their first donation of the election cycle. In a statement, Harris for President spokesperson Kevin Munoz said, quote, the historic outpouring of support for Vice President Harris represents exactly the kind of grassroots energy and enthusiasm that wins elections. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds. It is currently 10 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4ZZZ.org.au/news.